More than two dozen vendors are protesting the Homeland Security Department's awards under the Eagle II IT services contract. DHS didn't choose many of the large vendors with household names to be part of the $22 billion deal. Federal News Radio executive editor Jason Miller is here with details on the protest. Jason, remind me, refresh my memory about what Eagle II is to start us.
Sure, and it's a huge IT services contract. Basically, it's the main way DHS and its components will actually buy IT services over the next 7 years. And let's be clear, it's not one contract. Eagle II is actually a set of many contracts, and it's large business, small disadvantaged business, 8As, hub zone, and even service-disabled veteran-owned businesses. So what we're talking about here on these protests is just functional Category 1 of the unrestricted portion of Eagle. So what is functional Category 1? It includes what they call service delivery, a full range of what they call services and solutions to support in support of developing, implementing, and maintaining technology. It's probably one of the bigger areas of the contract, and that's why so many people are so interested in getting on this deal. Plus, it's, of course, has a ceiling of $22 billion, so over 7 years. So that's a bit of money, too.
So it's a significant part of Eagle II, but it's just a part of the contract is what it sounds like.
Exactly. It's one of nine pieces to Eagle II. But again, it's because of the size of Eagle II and because it's not quite mandatory, but basically DHS components, if they're buying IT services, would have to justify why they wouldn't use Eagle II or to the agency. So it's not quite that mandatory, but it's everything but mandatory.
Congress has been keeping a very close eye on Eagle II. What is the back and forth between the Homeland Security Committee on the House side and DHS about this contract?
Well, Mike McCaul, who is the Homeland Security Committee's chairman, wrote a letter to DHS in November, and we have a link to that letter as well as now DHS's responses back to Congressman McCaul on federalnewsradio.com. And basically, McCaul asked about eight or so questions about DHS's decision-making process for Eagle II, including things like, why did it take 31 months? How much did it cost to run this acquisition from start to finish? And give me some input about decisions behind the awards that were made. Now, DHS tells McCaul that these unsuccessful bidders received an email debriefing on November 29th, and all of this went to all the bidders who requested it. Now, the way debriefings go, they're usually in person, and you only get it if you request it. Now, DHS also told McCaul that each of the debriefings included a detailed summary of the evaluation of the offeror's proposals, responses, as well as the rationale why the offer was or was not selected. So this was very interesting because now I've talked to vendors about this and why did, you know, one of the vendors who protested, and they told me this email debriefing was weird in many respects. Number one, it was by email, but number two, it was less than comprehensive. The source told me that the debriefs actually did not provide any details on the company's weaknesses. It really just focused on their strengths. And the theory behind that, according to the source that I'm talking to, is DHS didn't want to give the vendors any ammunition to file a bid protest by talking about real or perceived weaknesses. The other piece of this I thought was very interesting was what goes back to price. Now, DHS says we did not do the evaluation on lowest price. Yet on the other hand, vendors said, no, wait a minute, this was all about price. And in fact, we have a chart on federalnewsradio.com to show that the top 15 awardees for under, again, functional category one, these are all large businesses, their total price for their bid was under $500 million. The vendor I'm talking to said all the winners were over all the unsuccessful bidders were likely over $500 million. And that's where the rub is. So your evaluator is on best value, yet here this is all about price.
Mm-hmm. What is the timetable for GAO to look at this stuff, Jason? We have about a minute left.
Sure. GAO has 100 days. That's in law. So they have about to March 19th to decide. Now DHS does have other options. They could cut this timetable short and just award contracts to all bidders. I've been told this as many as 77 bidders bid on that unrestricted functional category one. And let's be honest, this is not unheard of. The General Services Administration actually did something very similar with its Alliant multiple award contract after, again, it came under protest. The thinking behind what GSA did was, well, we'll just let everyone compete for task orders and the best companies will still rise to the top and the rest will fall to the bottom and it saves us the heartache of a protest. And many actually believe DHS may take that same tact. It's hard to say right now.
You've got more on federalnewsradio.com, of course.
Yes, I would encourage people to check out that chart of the top 15 companies that won and the money they're paid. And I think that's one of the most interesting pieces, as well as the responses to Congressman McCaul.
Federal News Radio executive editor Jason Miller.